From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The United States and other major nations meeting in Copenhagen apparently have reached agreement over the next steps to address climate change, though it appears the agreement falls somewhat short of expectations. NPR's Richard Harris reports from Copenhagen.
World leaders arrived in Copenhagen over the past several days to sign a new deal on climate change, but there was no agreement in hand this morning on the last day of the talks as President Obama arrived. So he plunged into a series of meetings with world leaders. After a full day of negotiations, he reached an agreement that's acceptable to the United States. A senior administration official says that China, India, and South Africa have signed on as well. The details of that deal have not yet been announced, but the talks have focused on national pledges to slow greenhouse gas emissions, money for the world's poor nations, and a system that would require countries to share information so the rest of the world can be assured that they are living up to their pledges. President Obama says this progress is not enough and, quote, we have much farther to go. Richard Harris, NPR News, Copenhagen.
The bickering over the health care overhaul bill in the Senate is showing no signs of abating. In fact, Republicans are now vowing to continue efforts to slow the measure's passage by presiding over a weekend reading session involving hundreds of pages of the legislation. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senator John McCain, who have accused Democrats of trying to ram the bill through with dozens of unseen changes, say they will preside over that. Reid also said today the Democrats are already prepared to spend much of tomorrow on the reading of the bill. U.S. authorities today announced the arrest of three African men who allegedly conspired to smuggle cocaine to Europe in collusion with Al-Qaeda terror network. The three men, originally from Mali, were arrested in Ghana earlier this week and were flown to New York to stand trial. More from NPR's Tom Jelton.
U.S. officials have long believed Al-Qaeda engages in drug smuggling in order to finance its activities. This is the first time, however, that suspected Al-Qaeda associates have actually been charged in a drug trafficking plot. According to the criminal complaint, U.S. government informants posing as Colombian narco-terrorists asked the men for help in shipping cocaine to Europe and were told it could be done. During the negotiations, one of the accused men was apparently identified as leading a criminal organization that worked with groups in North Africa with affiliations to Al-Qaeda. Based on that connection, the acting DEA administrator, Michelle Leonhardt, said the arrests of the three African men, quote, are further proof of the direct link between dangerous terrorist organizations, including Al-Qaeda, and international drug trafficking. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
And a report from the Labor Department shows there were more states shedding jobs in November than were adding them. The government says just 19 states showed job gains from the previous month, while 31 states in the District of Columbia showed job losses. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 20 points, ending the week at 10,328. The NASDAQ was up 31 points today. This is NPR. The Obama administration has announced today it is setting aside $30 billion from the financial bailout program to fund a program designed to encourage small business lending. Treasury Department officials cited internal documents that spell out how the Treasury Department would spend the money from the fund before it expires in October of 2010. The administration said back in October it planned to create an expanded business lending program and has been working to finalize details of that plan. A French court has ruled against Google and its policy of digitizing excerpts of French books. This is just the latest challenge to Google's plans to make all the world's books searchable online. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The French court found that by making portions of books searchable, Google had violated the copyright laws. A judge ordered Google to pay the equivalent of $430,000 in damages and interest to the French publisher La Martinière, which brought the case on behalf of a group of publishers. For now, in France, many books will no longer be searchable. The verdict will not affect Google users outside France. Even if the verdict doesn't have much financial impact on Google or force it to change its plans to digitize all books, it is a reminder that the company faces growing fears that it's getting too big and too powerful. Google is also facing challenges to its book scanning project from authors and publishers in the United States. They have reached a settlement, but they are still awaiting approval by a judge. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Weather forecasters are saying a storm moving up the Atlantic seaboard could bring up to a foot or more of snow to the Washington, D.C. area and 5 to 10 inches to New York, though officials say the track of the storm is not entirely certain. As retailers crank up for the last big weekend of the Christmas shopping season, there are concerns it could keep shoppers out of stores. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.